This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Each year, the National Garden Bureau selects a bulb, annual, vegetable, perennial, shrub, and houseplant of the year. For 2023, they've selected the amaryllis. Amaryllis is a bulb native to South Africa. I talked about amaryllis a couple of weeks ago and shared some new offerings. Check out gardenbite.com for a refresher on those and how to plant them. Today, I'm sharing some of the most popular amaryllis and what to do after they finish blooming. Unless, of course, you purchase an amaryllis in wax, they are one and done, as you don't plant them or water them. You do nothing. Just look at them and they bloom, then throw them away. Two favorite amaryllis bulbs are Gervais and Picotee. Gervais blooms have variable coloration from flower to flower of white with pale pink, dark pink, red striped, and feathering. Picotee are elegant, crisp white flowers with just a hint of a red edge around each petal. Gorgeous. Once your amaryllis has finished blooming, leave it where it gets as much light as possible, watering when necessary. This will help it store enough starches and sugars in the bulb to rebloom the following year. When the temps warm up, you can move it outside to continue to work on creating next year's flower. Bring the pot back indoors on September 1st. Put it in a dark, cool place, your closet, under the bed, whatever, so it can take a nap for a couple of months. Then, on November 1st, repot your amaryllis, water it, and give it light, so you can enjoy it again. All this and more is on GardenBite.com, including how many bulbs America imports each year. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.